Peru's embattled former president, Pedro Castillo, has been detained by security forces after Congress voted to oust him. Castillo's deputy is being sworn in as a replacement. Earlier, Castillo announced he was dissolving Congress by presidential decree and called for new elections, a move the country's constitutional court said was a coup d'etat. Castillo is facing a debate on whether he should be impeached for a third time. Mariana Sanchez is following developments in Lima.
He's at a police station in the center of Lima. We saw him walking out of the presidential palace a few minutes ago with his family. They were carrying some bags with them and with the former prime minister of Castillo. We know that he's there, and this happening just as Congress voted to impeach him and oust him. 101 congressmen, without a debate, and very fast, voted to oust him, and 29 were either against the impeachment or there were abstentions.
In what's described as one of the biggest anti-extremism operations in modern Germany, 25 people, including far-right and former military figures, have been arrested in dawn raids across the country. They're suspected of plotting to overthrow the government and establish a new state modelled on Germany's 19th century Second Reich. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that the risk of nuclear war is rising. Putin says Russia would defend itself by any means. But he insists the country has not gone mad, as he put it, saying he considered nuclear weapons a defensive deterrent. Britain's Prime Minister is threatening to introduce new laws to limit the disruption caused by strikes. Border force workers at several UK airports are the latest to take action, planning to walk out between Christmas and New Year. And China says it's rolling back key parts of its strict zero-COVID policy following widespread protests. People who are asymptomatic or showing mild symptoms will now be able to isolate at home. The government is also reducing mandatory testing requirements.